time for the mini set, and I'm very pleased that Amy Lohman is here. Some of you have come specifically to hear her, and she has an absolutely beautiful voice, and tonight she'll be playing both piano and will you be playing guitar on the second song also? So she'll be doing a song on the piano and then a song on the guitar, and at that time, Mel Green and Brad Meyer will also be accompanying her in some way. Is that correct? I've got that right? And then she'll do another on the piano. But her voice is absolutely beautiful, and I know you're going to enjoy her. So how about a big welcome for Amy Lohman.
Songs, so I hope you enjoy them, and I always appreciate feedback. And I want to thank Ellen Schmidt, first of all, for organizing these open mics. She works really hard and is very generous with her time and energy. She brings the keyboard, she does all this stuff, and she's really quite wonderful. And also to the sound man, who also donates his time and makes recordings for everybody, puts them up online, and just very generous spirit here. So let's see, what key am I in? So the first song I'm going to do is called A House Is Not a Home. Pretty house on a tree-lined street. Had a husband handsome and sweet. Yet loving hearts can go astray. Had to sell the house and move away. Well, a house is not a home. It can't hold you when you roam. Look inside your heart, that's where to begin. For home dwells as the love within. Everywhere, oh. everywhere. It's in the heart of love that we all share. Old farmhouse on a quiet lane works me hard, but not in vain. Got some roots, some sacred ground, a place to return from my wandering round. But a house, it's not a home. It can't hold you when you're home. Look inside your heart, that's where to begin. For home dwells as the love within. Yes, home dwells as the love within. Thank you.
All this for one little song. Close enough. Everybody's singing.
A little bit right there.
Yeah, la la la.
Grateful for my song brothers here, Brad Meyer and Mel Green, for helping me out on this song. And Mel and I actually used to sing together in a group called River Song years ago, and a couple of other members of the group wrote a poem, and that's what I based this song on. I wrote this song, it's called Mother River. And Maury Eldridge, who mainly wrote the poem, kayaks every day on the Charles River, and this is based on a true story of something that happened to him. Okay. It might seem strange, but it's true. I watched it happen last winter. Until now, I have told just a few. She comes each day to the river. Though I'm near, she seems unaware. She tosses a small colored something. She put in my stream how she did. Mother River, you've nurtured and fed us. Mother River, you've caused us to grieve. Mother River, I don't know the answer, but you taught me love and believe. One day soon after she passes, I venture closer to see that what she has placed in the river is a brightly clothed figurine. Oh, woman, is it sorrow and sadness for a loved one who's lost or passed on? Or are you bringing gifts to the river to thank her for all she has done? Mother River, you've nurtured and fed us. Mother River, you've caused us to grieve. Mother River, I don't know the answer, but you taught me love and believe. We can guess if we look in our own and stand on the banks of the river each day. Mother River will carry us home. Mother River, you've nurtured and fed us. Mother River, you've caused us to grieve. Mother River, I don't know the answer, but you taught me to love and believe. Mother River, I don't know the answer, but you taught me to love and
believe. Okay. So this is a new one. I actually haven't really played it for anybody, so it's a little risky to come and do that. But it's an open mic after all. And I just want to give you a little background on this because otherwise it might not make any sense. But I've played the piano like my whole life, and so my family gave me the piano, and I've schlepped it around with me for 50-odd years. And when I moved up to Rockport a few years ago, I got it tuned, and the person actually, like, wrecked it. And it was really unplayable for a bunch of years. And I recently got it tuned again. I actually wrote this song last month. And when I sat down to play it, I started to cry because it was so beautiful to have it in tune. And I realized that what a friend it is and how we can have these objects that have been with us for a really long time. And then I started thinking about the people in my life that have also been with me for a really long time. And you know, so we've got children or we've got people in our world and just things in our world that are so woven into us that we're sort of, we form each other. This song is called Playing by Heart, and I hope you like it. Old piano in the corner, waiting quietly. Needs a little tuning and a lot of TLC. It's been a while since I've played her, though she's been a lifelong friend. I sit and gently touch her keys, and a miracle begins. You play me by heart. You know every note of my song. Even when life keeps us apart, we're in each other all along. Met a friend for breakfast, our 42nd year. Since ninth grade homeroom, can't believe that we're still here. Heartbreaks, weddings, and secrets, my strength through every storm. Lets me see the truth in me and helps my dreams take form. You play me by heart. You know every note of my song. Even when life keeps us apart, we're in each other all along. October moon, you came on soon, yet right on your own time. Grandparents crossed the country to sing you nursery rhymes. Dress up dolls and kittens, and lots of hugs and tears. Time has moved us both along, but I'm missing all those years. I play you by heart. I know every note of your song. Even when life keeps us apart, we're in each other.
Even when life keeps us apart, we're in each other all along. Heaven knows we're on each other all along.
Thank you.
Amy Lohman. Nice job, Amy.